USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chair Durbin, the votes are 11 yeas, 11 nays. This is a tie vote.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is deadlocked on the nomination of federal judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. Democrats hold a razor-thin majority in the full Senate and will pull procedural levers to call a confirmation vote. Jackson is expected to be confirmed by the full Senate later this week. Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters its second month, and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warns Russia is preparing to prolong the conflict if they achieve any military success in eastern Ukraine.
Russia could then use any tactical successes it achieves to propagate a narrative of progress and mask or try to discount or downplay prior military failures.
This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Police in Sacramento say they have made an arrest in connection with Sunday's mass shooting. The police chief saying Dandre Martin was taken into custody on charge of assault with a firearm and other charges. SWAT members and detectives also served search warrants at three other homes. President Biden is touting efforts to boost the trucking industry and help relieve supply chain gridlocks. Speaking at the White House, Biden cited an ongoing campaign to recruit and retrain qualified truck drivers. The president also once again falsely talks about his truck driving experience.
I used to drive a truck. It's a long story. Anyway, and I thought I was going to get to drive one of these suckers today.
The president saying in Minnesota and Pennsylvania that he also was a truck driver, and there's no evidence he was ever a truck driver. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 103 points to close at 34,921. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Biden is once again calling out Russian President Vladimir Putin.
President Biden on Monday said that Russian President Vladimir Putin should face war crimes over the reported atrocities in Bucha, Ukraine.
I remember I got criticized for calling Putin a war criminal. Well, the truth of the matter, you saw what happened in Bucha. This warrants him, he is a war criminal. But we have to gather the information. We have to continue to provide Ukraine with the weapons they need to continue the fight. And we have to gather all the detail so this can be an actual, have a war crime trial. This guy is brutal. And what's happening in Bucha is outrageous.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There's a hearing set for April 11th over whether New York City's mask mandate for those in pre-K and child care settings is allowed following a lawsuit on the matter. Mayor Eric Adams is defending his decision to keep the mask requirements in place for 2 to 4-year-olds.
There's a new variant. The numbers are increasing. We're going to move at the right pace, and that's the role I must do. That's what I stated. I'm living up to my promises.
A Washington, D.C. nightclub is investigating if a rapper's dead body was really propped up on stage during his funeral. The funeral taking place at the Bliss nightclub on Sunday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.